Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah. glory, yes. We give you all the praise, yes. For you are our comforter, and we all know you always. We give you all the glory, yes. We give you all the praise, yes. For you are our comforter, and we all know you.
Oh,
your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Goodness of God. Your
done. Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
On your wedding day, you're gonna sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Done. more time. One more time. What we waited for.
Let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Anything. just praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless his holy name. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am, that I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Father, we bless you. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeshua HaMashiach. And so, Lord, this morning, we are here to exalt the name of Jesus. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And there is salvation in no one else, but there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above heaven, earth and heaven. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Hallelujah. That all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you that you should go out and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. For unto us a child is born, To us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels and authorities and powers have been subjected to, having been subjected to him. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. For these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. I bow down toward your holy temple and giving thanks to your name for your steadfast love, and for you have been exalted above all things, that your name and your word has been exalted above all things, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, in Jesus. Hallelujah. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. So shall she bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who take his name in vain. He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel. God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, say this to the people, I am ascending to you. Little children, you are from God, and have, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I given to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. For he is the true God and eternal life. He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has it gone out in righteousness, a word that shall not return to me. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. And those who know your name, for those who know your name, put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Jesus, I, Jesus, send my angel to testify to you of the things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright and morning star. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood. And the name by which he is called is the Word of God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. How much worse punishment do you think he will deserve by the one who has trampled under the foot of the Son of God, and has profaned the blood of which he was sacrificed, and has outraged the Spirit of grace? Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in this way, all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. But those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image he might be the firstborn among many brothers, whom God put forward a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. In the day you will ask nothing of me. Truly I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. And at once I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven, the one for holy brothers. You who share in heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and the high priest of our confession, for they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing, hallelujah, from the Gentiles. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing up themselves with swift destruction. And when the chief shepherds appear, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Look into Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. But we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior Jesus Christ, appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. What is his name? Jesus. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, all men because all sin. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass, for if many die through one man trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sins, but the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I am master, according to the Caiaphas, a Psalm of David, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name. In all the heavens you have set your glory above the heavens. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. There is a call for the endurance of the sins, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith in Jesus. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And the living and the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around within, and day and night they never cease to say, holy, holy, God Almighty, who was and is to come. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth, to him who loved us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be propitiation for our sins. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy, find grace in the time of need. But we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. But because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Who you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Therefore, God has exalted him and has bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? And to the angel of the church in the fire, and write the word of the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things which must soon take place, he made him known by sending his angels to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it. For the time is there. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of things on earth, to him who loved us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. And then, having fallen away, to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him to contempt. Having this mind among yourself, which is yours in Jesus, who though he was in the form of man, did not count equally with God a thing to grasp, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being born in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name. Hallelujah. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the angel of the church in Ephesus write the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I read 100 verses all about Jesus Christ. I yet to worship Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, say that seven times, I love you, if you mean it from your heart. Let's start again. Jesus, I love you. 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 Jesus, we need you. We cannot out you. You are our all in all. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Something happens when I call you. Jesus. So we come to thy throne of grace. Our righteousness is as filthy as rags. For you are holy. Therefore, we come to the throne of grace and ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Have mercy upon us, Lord Jesus. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces, our nephews, our siblings. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father God, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We release the blood of Jesus in our environment, O God. We release the blood of Jesus. We cover our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus. The works of our hands in the blood of Jesus. Our minds, our thoughts in the blood of Jesus. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood speak for us. The holy blood of Jesus Christ. Those that are sick, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we claim all the blessings and the breakthroughs and the healings and the deliverances in the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we surrender our lives to Jesus. We surrender everything that concerns our lives to Jesus. Father, I surrender and bury to Jesus. Jesus, I cover her in the blood of Jesus as she takes her surgery today. The blood of Jesus, the doctors, the nurses, in the blood of Jesus. Jesus, 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 heal her, save her, deliver her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Release your blood on her mind, her cells in her brains, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus remove the dimension, the Alzheimer's, oh, the blood of Jesus. Give her a right mind in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Jesus, divine visitation, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And everyone that is sick, the blood of Jesus for healing. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus for restoration. The blood of Jesus. So, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Lord Jesus, release a fresh oil, a fresh anointing upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, release the Sabbath blessings upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let us walk by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. His, according to Romans 8:9. Hallelujah. So we walk by the Spirit of Christ in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit. And Holy Ghost, lead us and guide us into all truth. Teach us, we surrender to the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Breathe in us. Release your breath in us, Jesus. Release your breath in us. Jesus, breathe, release your breath in our nostrils. Release your breath in each and every one of us. Release your breath in us. Release your breath in our spouses. Release your breath in our children and grandchildren. Release your breath in us, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Release your breath. Release your breath in us. Release your breath in us. Release. In our atmosphere, Jesus, breathe in our atmosphere. Breathe in our atmosphere. Release your breath, oh God, in the atmosphere. Release your breath in our children's atmosphere. Release your breath in this service, in the airways, the cyberspace, the network. Release your breath, oh God, in our, oh God, in our atmosphere, in our environment. Breathe upon us, breathe upon us, breathe upon us. Gloria mosotoria, God is for this day. Hallelujah. We cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against God's plans and purpose for our life. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he who is in us, Jesus, than he that is in the world. We can do all things through who? Through Jesus, who strengthened us. We thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for this Sabbath morning. And so, Father, as we begin to take the Holy Communion this morning, oh God, we ask you, Almighty God, to bless the Holy Sacrament in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are sealed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, 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 the eternal covenant, Jesus, we claim the hidden blessings of the Holy Communion, the healing, the deliverance, the restoration. Oh, Jesus, when I think about all that you've done for us, hallelujah, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mighty move this morning. Thank you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by you. Oh, Jesus, we acknowledge your sovereignty. We acknowledge you. We adore you. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for the finished work on the cross. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Yeshua HaMashiach. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Get your Holy Communion ready. Hallelujah. So we can take the communion. I'll let you go. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Those of you who can speak in the Spirit, just begin to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood to seal us free. He gave his blood to seal us free. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me.
Blood is enough for us. That Christ's blood has set us free. Let us proceed to the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your crackers that represents the body of Christ.
He gave his blood to set me free.
After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water and juice that represents the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat there one for another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the Holy Communion. We claim all the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs of the Holy Communion in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the healing, deliverance. We thank you that you have made us whole. We thank you because of your blood, O God. Because of your blood, we are free, O God. Because of your blood, O God. Hallelujah, the sacrifice. We thank you that we are entering into eternal covenant relationship with you. We thank you, O God, for salvation. We bless your name. And so, Father God, as we conclude this morning service, we conclude, O God, by saying the prayer that Jesus taught us to say. And Father, before we even go there, we release the Sabbath blessing upon each and every one this morning. We pray over the holy, over the offering. We ask you to bless it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on it. Bless the offering, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those who give, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for a thousandfold blessings in the name of Jesus, O God. And Father, we pray for wisdom. More importantly, we pray for a closer relationship with Jesus Christ, that we will walk in his ways and do what is right in his sight. In the name of Jesus, O Father, bless your children. Bless their families, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for providing the funds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Only you give us help, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Only you make us go to work, oh God. Even if we're not working, oh God, it is you who provide for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we appreciate you. We love you, Jesus. We thank you and we bless your name. Father, as Jesus taught us to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus. We love you. Be blessed. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.